The Royal Route Walk. Between the 15th and 19th century, Czech monarchs on their way to coronation would process along what is known as the Royal Route. Over the years, this trail, which leads from the royal court up to the heights of Prague Castle, was processed by sundry Leopolds, Ferdinands, Charleses, Josephs, and Albert II of Habsburg, who was the first back in 1438. Although the royal route itself is ancient, its moniker may have been acquired as late as 1955, following the reconstruction of many of the buildings that line it. Coronation Day was a massive event. Premises along the way would be decadently festooned, and Praguers amassed in the streets. Numbers, of course, depending on the popularity of the royal. On reaching the castle and St. Vitus Cathedral, the monarch was crowned and anointed with holy oil. Though it's been some time since the royal route was ridden by blue blood, the last procession occurred in 1836, it remains a walk fit for a king, laden as it is with a plethora of beautiful and unique architecture, an incredible array of houses, gateways, ecclesiastical buildings, and the world-famous Charles Bridge. Length, about 2.5 kilometres, 1.5 miles. The walk takes about 90 minutes to 2 hours at a leisurely pace. Starting point, Náměstí Republiky. Getting there, Yellow Line B to Náměstí Republiky metro station. Once you complete the walk, you can catch tram number 22 back into town from the castle. Stopping off points. Relax under the awnings, or in the Gothic cellars if it's winter, of the outdoor cafes on Old Town Square. You'll also find oodles of cafes and restaurants around Malostranské náměstí and stretching the length of Nerudova. 1. Powder Tower to the Old Town Square. Beginning in Náměstí Republiky, head round to the left of the gorgeous municipal house and underneath the blackened Gothic structure, which is the Powder Tower. When it was initially built in 1475, the tower was connected to the royal palace, until King Vladislav Jagiellonski decided to relocate to Prague Castle on the grounds that this was a much safer spot. On coronation day, the monarch-to-be would be greeted by various important representatives of the city by the Powder Tower. Travelling on to Seletna, you are now on one of Prague's oldest streets. It was named after a type of pastry which used to be made here. If you'd like to try a traditional Czech pastry yourself, get a tubular donut-like tredelník, which you'll find cooking away in tourist spots across the city. As you continue down Seletna, look left to see the Cubist house of the Black Madonna, so called because of the figurine that inhabits the corner of the building. There are a number of other significant buildings along this street, including at the Black Sun, number 8, where Mozart's hostess, Josefina Duszkova, resided, and at the Vulture, number 22, an erstwhile brewery which was no doubt packed with revellers come coronation day. The end of Seletna brings you out into Old Town Square, the historical heart of the city, and where the coronation procession would halt at the forbidding-looking Church of Our Lady before Teen, in order to accept pledges of loyalty from Charles University. For all of its stunning architecture, the showpiece of Old Town Square is undoubtedly its astronomical clock, added to the tower of the Old Town Hall in 1410, by Mikuláš of Kadan. It is the oldest functioning astronomical clock in the world. Every hour the clock performs a mini morality play, presented by four figures representing vanity, greed, death and entertainment. That greed is represented by a Jewish moneylender says much about the country's past treatment of that minority. Underneath the clock dial is a calendar painted by Josef Mánes in 1805. It includes the names of 365 saints, one after which Prague babies used to have to be named. While the new monarch would be greeted by a band in Old Town Square, you can enjoy a fanfare heralded from the top of the tower on the hour until 9 p.m. 2. Through Karlova Street and over Charles Bridge. With the clock to your right, take note of the splendid house at the minute, which at first glance may call to mind an ancient Greek vase. In fact, this Renaissance graffito depicts a number of Habsburg rulers, including Philip II of Spain. The house at the minute is where Franz Kafka spent part of his childhood too. Walk through Mále na Mieste into Karlova and across the Husova intersection, carrying on into the second half of Karlova, which is even more bustling than the first. An alternative, much more peaceful route can be found by continuing to the end of Husova into Mariánske Náměstí, then bearing left through the gateway and winding your way through the grounds of the Klementinum, currently serving as the National Library of the Czech Republic. Whichever way you decide on, you will end up at Knights of the Cross Square, and directly after that, the Charles Bridge. As you cross the bridge, gaze down in the Vltava below and spare a thought for the four men who jumped in here in honour of the coronation of Ferdinand I in 1527. One of them, alas, died. 3. Mala Strana, the Little Quarter. Exiting the Charles Bridge on its west side takes you directly down onto Mustečka and Prague's Little Quarter. Here, the mayor would hand the keys of the city to the king or queen before an artillery salute was fired. At this, the procession would continue up through Malostranské náměstí and the steep incline of Nerudova. On reaching the summit, the procession would travel via Pohorelec and then along the Loretanska Street into St. Vitus Cathedral. Here, the new monarch would be adorned with the Czech crown jewels, which include the royal orb and sceptre, and the crown of St. Wenceslas. Today, the jewels are locked away, only accessible by the coming together of the seven most prestigious people in the city, each using their own special key.